Bon. Bonjour tout le monde. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue pour la rencontre de ce soir. Good evening, everyone. I'm welcoming you to our public meeting this evening. Là, je vais commencer pour mon rappel de courtoisie, comme la dernière fois. Donc, je vais le relire encore. Donc, je vous informe que la séance du conseil à laquelle vous assistez fait l'objet d'une captation audio pour permettre son écoute et son accessibilité à distance et sera diffusée à partir de l'un des portails de la municipalité. Je rappelle à toutes les personnes présentes et à toutes celles qui prendront la parole que la présente séance du conseil est un événement public tenu dans un lieu public dédié à l'exercice de la démocratie. Celle-ci doit s'exercer librement et respectueusement. La captation débute lors de l'ouverture de la séance et prend fin au moment de la levée de celle-ci. Vous aurez la possibilité de prendre la parole lors des périodes de questions prévues à cette fin, soit après l'adoption de l'ordre du jour et à la fin de la séance lorsque les sujets à l'ordre du jour auront été épuisés. Pour ce faire, vous pouvez lever la main pendant la période de questions et lorsque je vous aurai accordé le droit de parole, vous devez vous identifier par votre nom et prénom. Seules les questions seront acceptées et elles doivent être formulées poliment et de façon concise tout en respectant l'ordre et le décorum tel que prévu à notre règlement portant le numéro 2023-003 sur la régie interne des séances du conseil. I'm going to repeat the same courtesy reminder that I did in the other meetings. So I inform you that the council meeting you are attending is being audio recorded to allow remote listening and accessibility and will be broadcasted from one of the municipal portals. I remind everyone present that all those who will speak that this meeting is a council of the council is a public event held in a public place dedicated to the exercise of democracy. This must be exercised freely and respectfully. The recording begins when the session opens and ends when it is adjourned. You will have the opportunity to speak during the question periods provided for this purpose, either after the adoption of the agenda and at the end of the session when the topics on the agenda have been exhausted. To do this, you may raise your hand and during the question period and when I have granted you the right to speak, you will have to identify yourself by your first and last name. Only questions will be accepted and they must be formulated politely and concisely while respecting order and decorum as provided in our bylaw bearing number 2023-003 on the internal management of council meetings. So thank you for listening. So I just want to confirm that all councillors, you received your documentation in time for this meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. So we do not have any additions on the agenda, so it's going to be adopted as is. So I need a...
Je le propose.
OK. Fait que l'agenda reste comme tel, il n'y a pas d'ajout. Donc, Joanne Maillé et Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oui.
Fait que là, je vais ouvrir la session de période de questions. So I'll open the floor for questions. S'il y en a.
André Dubois. So when the commission provides a preliminary orientation of a file, of a request, do all of council review the preliminary orientation?
I'm not quite sure what your question is. Which commission, first of all?
An application to the commission, CPTQ.
Okay, so CPTAC, okay.
CPTAC. So once they do a decision, they send a preliminary orientation to all who are interested, which you are on the list as a municipality. So do you review as council, because you passed a resolution of the preliminary orientation of that file?
Well, first of all, any resident or person that has agricultural land or whatever, they can go directly to the Commission Protection Territoire Agricole to, if they want to make application for, I don't know, building a home or whatever. Well, any activity, actually.
You know what I'm talking about, Mayor.
No, just let me finish, please. They go directly. It used to be through the office. It's no longer that way. They go directly to CPTAC. Now, CPTAC reviews the file, and if they feel that there's a possibility that this could move forward, they will send a request to the office to see if it goes against our bylaws.
And regulations.
Bylaws and regulations. Bylaws are regulations. And if it doesn't, yes, our council will review it and support it. If it doesn't go against our bylaws and where you say regulations, it's les règlements en français, bylaws in English.
Well, it's more specific than that. The municipal role is quite specific in the website of the CPTAQ. What the council's role is and what municipal officials' roles are. And as council, you pass the resolution supporting an application, a request for authorization as council. So that's why I'm asking, when the preliminary orientation comes back, do you review it?
The administration brings it to our attention, and yes, they update us on the file and what the CPTAC are asking for.
So, no?
We haven't seen any preliminary orientation yet.
No. So this preliminary orientation I'm specifically talking about was May 13th.
Nope.
And so there was a meeting, so the authorization was refused, but yet the person who requested it appealed it. And I was at a Zoom meeting September 24th. And where was the municipality of Lowell? Being that you were invited to it. UPA was invited. MRC was invited. I was invited.
I'm not aware of an invitation coming into the office.
Seriously.
Seriously, I don't get it personally.
Well, I got a... So that's the question I guess I'm asking is, being that the preliminary orientation specified quite a few red flags to the particular resolution that was passed in March by council, the orientation specified quite a few red flags by the CPTAQ itself. And so when the opportunity arose, I cannot see why, as council, because you passed the resolution, mm-hmm. you're all responsible, that all these red flags were not necessarily overlooked, but you could have presented to the commission on the September 24th that these situations were not, you were not aware of it.
Like I said,
we'll have to
look into it.
But it's the first time I hear that council is part of the municipality probably get the preliminary orientation, but it's the first time that I see that council would have been informed.
So, yes, and I guess what being that it was refused, but then the applicant appealed it, and so now it's... The CPTAQ has requested a new request. So to me, that should involve a whole new application.
So you said CPTAC is what now?
CPTAC has asked for a new application. Because he's modifying his request because of the refusal. So in the letter I received, indicates that he has to make a new application.
Okay.
So that involves all the use again.
Yeah, I guess we should look at why it was refused and what the red flags are.
You should, because I tell you, it's quite an education.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
You should all be aware of what's going on, and when you pass resolutions, you make sure
that
you know what the resolution
is on track. Yeah.
Because this will point out a lot of things that you're not aware of.
Thank you.
Possibly. Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions?
Yes, I want to make one point, though. Also...
A question.
Well, okay, red flag. So why in the resolution did you indicate that there was no other available area? When the reality is, in 1993, there was an authorization 2 feet away from the request that this applicant is asking. All along the river, it's been authorized. And the commission is stating that in the orientation.
It's a specific case. Well, like I said, we haven't seen what you're talking about,
no.
And we will sit down and look
at
it.
Well, we got till November 25th.
Okay. Well, we're meeting
and
often enough. So.
Madame DG, I could come and explain to you a lot of this, because I think...
Okay, first of all, we just have a new inspector that just started, and she's really on the ball, so we're going to get her to look at the file and find if there are any emails that came in from CPTAC in regards to this case, so that she's aware of everything.
I can provide them.
And no, just let me finish. We'll get her to. Now, if it's necessary to contact you, she will. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Yet still question.
I do. So the brushing of the road. What a mess. I must have had 2 sticks just coming down Martindale. I bet you ran into the same thing. The brush that is left on the road after that thing goes by. I don't know why you don't have your employees sweeping it up or something. Because I had 2 pieces of stick stuck in my car tonight. From all the brush. Mayor, come on, you didn't notice?
No, I passed today, and there was, while the chipper was going, it was, yes, there was a lot on the road. But when I came back out, it was all cleaned up. It was all picked up.
Well, it's not cleaned up after the Egan stretch there, before Merle Hickey's. But also, I noticed in my hayfield, after the gentleman on the machine wiped out 10 apple trees on the side of the road, 10 beautiful apple trees. That didn't tick me off, but what ticks me off is in the hay field, I got chunks like this, like toothpicks. So you imagine when they do the hay next year, and that gets into the round bales of hay. So if a cow dies because of a piece of wood in its throat, who's responsible?
We'll look into it, Monsieur Dubois.
Well, I would like it cleaned up out of the hayfield.
Vous prenez note, Madame Nadon? Okay, merci.
So I think that machine is going to cause a lot of issues around hayfields, obviously, because if it did it to mine, it's going to be doing it to all other hayfields where brush is in the hay.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's a great machine, but I think you should go back to the chainsaw and the chipper. And you'll avoid having to clean up hay fields.
Okay, thank you. It's noted. Donc là, est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Are there any other questions? Non? Bon, on va aller de l'avant. Résolution pour accepter les procès-verbaux tenus le 3 septembre et le procès verbal séance extraordinaire au 16 septembre. So to accept the minutes at the regular meeting of council held on the 3rd of September and the special meeting held on the 16th of September. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je vais proposer.
Je vais le seconder.
OK. Fait Luc Tivierge et Joël Maillet, tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Merci. Je vais à voix haute. Okay, ça, c'est les PV. Donne-moi une minute. Je vais faire la lecture du rapport d'Amérès pour les rapports financiers 2023. Donc, comme chaque année, il me fait plaisir de vous présenter mon rapport de faits saillants du rapport financier de notre municipalité pour l'exercice qui s'est terminé le 31 décembre 2023, ainsi que le rapport de l'auditeur indépendant tel que requis par l'article 176.2.2 du Code municipal du Québec. État financier pour l'exercice se terminant le 31 décembre 2023. Les revenus de fonctionnement aux états financiers totalisant 3 337 682 $ et les charges pour l'ensemble des services municipaux, incluant les frais financiers et les amortissements, s'élèvent à 3 433 596 $. En tenant compte des différents éléments de conciliation à des fins fiscales, exemple, amortissement, remboursement de la dette, affectation, etc., les états financiers présentent un surplus de fonctionnement à des fins fiscales de 15 969 $. De plus, l'excédent accumulé non affecté au 31 décembre 2023 se chiffre à 172 052 $. Pour cette même période, l'excédent affecté, montant déterminé par résolution pour utilisation à des fins spécifiques, se situe à 265 578 $. Au 31 décembre 2023, l'endettement total net à long terme pour l'ensemble de la municipalité atteignait 1 025 035 $. Donc, le rapport de l'auditeur externe, il dit que les états financiers de l'année 2023, la municipalité, ont été audités par la firme Daniel Tétrault, CPA Incorporé. Suite à cet audit, l'opinion de la firme est la suivante. À mon avis, à l'exception de ne pas avoir appliqué les exigences du nouveau chapitre SP3280, obligations liées à la mise hors service d'immobilisation, les états financiers ci-joints donnent, dans tous leurs aspects significatifs, une image fidèle de la situation financière de la municipalité de l'eau au 31 décembre 2023, ainsi que des résultats de ses activités, de la variation de la dette nette et de ses flux de trésorerie pour l'exercice terminé à cette date, conformément aux normes comptables canadiennes pour le secteur public. Les investissements réalisés en 2023, la municipalité a investi un montant de 590 060 $ et 82 sous en immobilisation au cours des années 2023. Parmi les projets réalisés, un investissement de 254 $ et 17 sous dans le réseau de la distribution de l'eau potable et de 222 820 $ et 22 dans l'entretien et la réfection de ses voies de circulation. La municipalité a également procédé à l'acquisition d'un véhicule Ford F-250 pour le service de travaux publics et d'un véhicule Chevrolet Trailblazer pour le service de l'environnement et l'urbanisme. Là, il y a un tableau sur ce rapport-là avec la rémunération et location des élus municipaux pour 2023. Ce rapport-là va être mis sur notre site web et dans le journal Lowdown. Donc, vous pouvez passer à travers, il y a tous les chiffres là pour vous montrer les salaires les conseillers là, et le maire, moi-même. Puis le rapport du vérificateur externe sur les résultats financiers, un rapport de vérification pour l'exercice se termine le 31 décembre 2023. Il est mentionné qu'à l'exception des incidences de problèmes décrits dans le secteur fondement de l'option avec réserve, les états financiers donnent, dans tous leurs aspects significatifs, une image fidèle de la situation financière de la municipalité, ainsi que les résultats de ses activités conformément aux normes comptables canadiennes pour le secteur public. Comme je dis, pour plus d'informations, vous pouvez consulter, comme je dis, le rapport financier consolidé sur le site Internet de la municipalité et dans la section taxation et finances. Pour conclure, je tiens à souligner la grande implication de mes collègues du conseil municipal au sein des divers comités de la municipalité. Je profite également de l'occasion pour remercier la direction générale ainsi que tout le personnel de la municipalité pour le travail acharné et leur dévouement au service de notre communauté. So I'm going to read out loud the mayor's report for 2023. So I'm pleased to present my report on the highlights of the municipality's financial report for the year ending December 31st, 2023, as well as the independent auditor's report as required by Section 176.2.2 of the Quebec Municipal Code. So for the 2023 financial year, operating revenues in the financial statements totaled $3,537,682. And expenses for all multiple services, including financial expenses and depreciation amounts to $3,433,596. So taking into account the various reconciled items for tax purposes, basically amortization, debt repayment, appropriations, etc., the financial statement shows an operating surplus for tax purposes of $15,969. In addition, unrestricted accumulated surplus at December 31st, 2023 amounts to $172,052. For the same period, restricted surplus, which means amounts determined either by resolution or be used for specific purposes, amount to $265,578. So as of December 31st, 2023, total net long-term debt for the municipality as a whole amounted to $1,025,035. So for the external audit report, the municipality 2023 financial statements were audited by Daniel Tétrou, CPA Incorporated. And he is of the opinion, he accepts for the failure to apply the requirements of the new section PS 3280 asset retirement obligations. The accompanying financial statement as statements present fairly in all material respects. Financial position of the municipality as of December 31st, 2023, and the results of its operations, changes in net debt, and its cash flow for the year then ended in accordance to the Canadian Public Sector Accounting Standards. So the capital expenditures, the municipality invested a total of $580,060.82 in capital assets for 2023. Among the projects carried out, there was an investment of $197,254.17 in the drinking water distribution network, and as well as $222,820.22 in the maintenance and repair of its roadways. The municipality also acquired a Ford F-250 for Public Works Department and a Chevrolet Trailblazer for the Environment and Urban Planning Department. There's also a table on this report with all the salaries of the mayor and all councilors for the month, for the year 2023, followed by an external auditor's report on the financial statement. In the auditor's report for the year ending December 31st, 2023, it is stated that except for the effects of the matter described in the basic for qualified opinion section, the financial statement presents fairly, statements present fairly and in all material respects. The financial position of the municipality and the results of its operations in accordance to the Canadian Public Sector Accounting Standards. For more information, you can consult the consolidated, thank you, financial report on the municipality's website in the taxation and finance section. Sorry. In conclusion, I would like to underline the great involvement of my colleagues on the Municipal Council in the various municipal committees. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank the General Direction and all municipal staff for their hard work and dedication to serving our community. So this is just a deposit. There's no resolution required, but you can scroll through this report on our website, and it will be published in the lowdown as well.
On arrive pour accepter le rapport comptable 2024-09, autoriser le bureau de direction générale effectuer les paiements. Compte à payer au montant de $278,389.23 et les comptes payés au montant de $11,320.19 pour un grand total de $289,709.42.
So 4.2, to accept the accounts, accounting report 2024-09, authorize the Office of Director General to make the payments according account payments in the amount of $278,389.23, and then accounts paid in the month is $11,320.19. For a total of $289,709.42.
Je propose.
Appuyez par.
I'll second.
Maureen McAvoy. Le vote, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
The way they're presented now, I'm voting no.
Show for me,
please. Lee? What's the no for? What's the problem with it?
There's bills that are dated much before the end of this bill cycle that are not included. I don't think it's fair that our small business people are not included and are just told, like, we'll pay you next month. I would like it to be a full list. Or I can vote yes and we can agree to have a special meeting and pay those people.
Yeah, I heard that today too, that there was some bills that didn't get paid this month. They got an email. So
I
have a problem with that too, and I wanted to bring it up in the pre-meeting, but I never got a chance to bring it up. There was too much other stuff going on.
Agreed.
But we definitely have to have something done because these people need to get paid. I mean, they can't.
When did they send in their invoices?
One was 90 days ago.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Some of them are 90 days ago. One is 150 days ago.
Okay. Well, I really want to look into that.
Yeah. I'm okay with passing these bills if we agree to have a special meeting before November 7th.
Yeah, well, I want to see the invoices. I want to know when they came in and everything. And yes, I agree that we could have a special meeting too, definitely.
Why we don't vote yes for it.
I'm okay with voting yes.
No. Wait. We're going to vote yes for it there, and those bills that are supposed to be paid?
Should be added.
Should be added on it.
So we're amending those amounts to include those late bills.
Does that work?
Good idea.
Yeah.
I do have to say, though, the two of them that were a problem are on the bills tonight.
There's still some.
Yeah, for sure, but just there's two of them that are in here.
But there's some of them that aren't.
Yeah. No, for sure, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard today, too, so.
So we want to catch up.
Yeah.
We have to.
So okay, so if they're legit.
You need to vote on the resolution with the amendment proposed by Luke.
Proposed by Luke, second, I'll second it.
And I will vote yes for that.
Okay, so it's going to be added to the 4.2?
Yeah.
Okay. So if everyone's in agreement?
Yep.
Yes.
The resolution as amended.
Yes, amended.
Yeah, you need to vote on the resolution as amended.
Yes.
Everybody is for.
That's what, yeah.
And then we, just for the form, just one moment, everybody for. You have to, again, vote on the original resolution, including the amendment.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So.
Do you need a propose, another propose?
Yeah.
It's a new resolution, so I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Okay, so there's two.
And we're all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
And Marianne, you'll make.
Who proposed the amendment?
Luke, I'll second it.
You second it.
And then I proposed the second.
But the original was proposed
by Joanne and Maureen.
And Maureen McAvoy.
McAvoy, yeah, so that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll go back and make sure that it's all up to date.
Yes.
We realize, too, that you had a lot of work by yourself.
Yeah, it's not you, yeah.
We realize that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
OK, 4.3, on fait le dépôt de l'état comparatif de revenus et dépenses au 31 août 2024 et des revenus de dépenses prévisionnels au 31 décembre 2024. Fait que on fait seulement qu'un dépôt. So 4.3, we're tabling the comparative statement of revenues and expenses to August 31st, 2024, and forecast revenues and expenditures to December 31st, 2024.
I'll propose it.
It's just a deposit.
It's just a deposit.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. 4.4, pour adopter le règlement portant numéro 2024-003, pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant numéro 10-2018 établissant une tarification applicable pour la fourniture de certains biens et services de la municipalité. Là. So 4.4 is to adopt bylaw number 2024-003 and to reappeal and replace bylaw number 10-2018 establishing fees for the supply of certain goods and services.
Je vais proposer.
I'll second it.
Okay. So, Luc Tivierge, Ghislain Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait.
That's for photocopies and stuff.
We're just refreshing. Okay. 4.4, pour adopter le règlement portant numéro 2024. Oups. Sorry, just did that one. 4.5, pour adopter le règlement portant le numéro 2024-004, pour abroger et remplacer le règlement portant le numéro 2023-006, déléguant à des fonctionnaires de la municipalité le pouvoir d'autoriser des dépenses et de passer des contrats en conséquence et règles de contrôle de suivi budgétaire. So 4.5 is to adopt bylaw 2024-004 to repeal and replace bylaw number 2023-006, delegating to municipal officers the power to authorize expenditures and enter into contracts accordingly and rules for budgetary control and follow-up. Je voulais juste dire, qu'est-ce que je voulais dire? J'ai perdu mon... Okay, so we're updating the bylaw. with, and there's certain aspects of the bylaw that has been modified to take out one of the positions, and this is to give authority. C'est pour donner l'autorisation de dépenses, juste pour que sachiez, le directeur général, un montant de 25 000, directeur de service incendie, c'est ça, 10 000, contremaître, 5 000, coordinateur travaux publics, 5 000, et la coordinatrice finance et administration, 5 000. So it is to mainly modify the amounts and the positions. So Director General, 25,000. Director of Fire Services, 10,000. Contre Mike.
Foreman,
c'est ça, 5,000. And the Coordinator for Public Works, 5,000. And the Coordinator for Finance and Administration, 5,000. Donc, Chile Robert, Luc Tivierge. Everybody in agreement? Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui. Yes.
Merci. Ça, c'est ça, ça. Ici. 4.6 pour nommer les comités permanents et ad hoc du conseil municipal. 4.6 to appoint standing and ad hoc committees of the municipal council. So our director general was asked by council to provide a list of the committees and a short brief of their mandates. So this is what we're putting forward. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Je propose.
Justin Robert. So, Joanne Meillet, Justin Robert. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Non.
Oui.
OK.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Merci.
Can I just correct something, Carol? My statement for the bills? I said some bills were at 90 days or at 60 days. They would have been at 90 days in November.
Okay. So, but they're...
Just to correct it, we would have been at 90 days in November.
Okay. Donc, 4.7, c'est ça. Pour abroger, remplacer la résolution portant le numéro 2024-014, entériner l'utilisation de la carte de crédit Visa et autoriser l'utilisation par les détenteurs. So, 4.7 is to reappeal and replace the resolution bearing number 2024-014, endorse the use of a Visa credit card and authorize use by the holders.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
OK, fait que j'ai proposé par Justin Robert, puis appuyé par Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Yes.
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 Oui.
Merci. Thank you. 4.8. Pour accepter l'offre de renouvellement octobre 2024 pour le régime d'assurance collective avec Desjardins. 4.8. To accept the October 2024 renewal offer for the group insurance plan with Desjardins.
Je vais proposer.
Merci.
Je vais le seconder.
Donc, Luc Tivierge et Joanne Meillet.
Yes.
Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui. Oui.
Yes.
Everyone agreement. 4.9, établir le calendrier séance ordinaire de l'année 2025. So, 4.9 is to establish the calendar of public meetings for the year 2025.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Maureen Rice, Dick Tivierge. Mon est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Merci. 4.10. Pour permettre l'utilisation de vote par correspondance élection municipale. So 4.10 is to enable postal voting municipal elections.
I'll propose.
Everybody propose. I only need one.
Ça peut être.
OK, bon, ben, fais ça.
You're
okay. Good at that? Oui. T'es d'accord, unanime? OK, parfait.
Je
sais.
Il était actif la dernière élection, par contre. J'ai dit, c'était actif la dernière élection.
No. Well, I don't think so.
No.
No?
No.
We talked about it, but
it never got done.
Ben, il y en a eu, oui, il y a eu.
Non, c'est pas la même chose.
People who were ill.
Yeah.
Were not able to.
Okay.
But that's not the same.
Okay.
OK, 4.11. Pour accorder le statut de personne salariée permanente, fin de la période probation, Mme Chantal Rodrigue, adjointe à la direction générale, poste permanente à plein temps.
Je propose.
So, une minute. 4.11. To grant the status of permanent employee, end of probationary period, Mrs. Chantal Rodrigue, as assistant to the director general, as a permanent full-time position.
Je propose.
Yeah.
Unanime.
Yeah.
Okay. On est toutes, oui, very pleased with her work. 4.11, on vient de le faire. 4.12, pour adapter la politique de prévention et de prise en charge des situations de harcèlement, de violence et d'incivilité au travail. So, 4.12 is to adopt a policy for the prevention and management of harassment, violence, and incivility in the workplace.
Je seconde.
So that was Joanne, it was Maureen
Rice and Joanne May.
C'est beau, êtes-vous d'accord?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Bon. On arrive à sécurité publique. Pour accepter la démission de M. Jean-François Patry, pompier à temps partiel, caserne numéro 16. So, Public Safety 5.1, to accept the resignation of Jean-François Patry, part-time firefighter, fire station number 16. And... Bon, on va le remercier pour son service, tant qu'il était ici. So we'll thank him for his service while he was with our squad.
Je vais le seconder.
Luc Thivière et Joanne Maillet. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui. Yes.
Oui.
I'll stay in as deputy fighter.
Okay. Excusez. Travaux publics, 6.1. Pour accepter une soumission, fourniture de sable pour la saison hivernale 2024-2025. Donc, on a eu une soumission de M. Dale Ramsey pour 2500 tonnes pour un montant de 21 504 $ plus taxes. So, bon. For Roads, Public Works, to accept a bid supply of sand for the 2024-2025 winter season. So we only received one bid from Mr. Dale Ramsey for 2,500 tons of sand at $21,504 plus tax. J'ai besoin d'un proposant.
I'll propose it.
Maureen Rice. Oui.
I'll second it.
Lee Angus. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Yes.
Oui. Oui.
I'll abstain, my brother-in-law.
OK. All right. Continuons. Donc, il n'y a rien pour environnement ni urbanisme. So, there's nothing for environment nor urban planning. So, we're going to communication mostly. So, what we're doing is we have several resolutions to support a resolution coming in from the MRC. Donc, on a des appuis de la MRC qu'ils nous ont demandé de faire. Fait que, un, c'est demande au ministère du Transport et de la Mobilité durable du Québec, avancement des travaux sur la route 105. So, en principe, c'est parce que en avril l'année passée, les maires ont passé une résolution pour que c'était une résolution qui demandait un accès d'information à MTQ pour nous donner une liste des ouvrages qu'ils prévoient faire sur la 105 dans notre région. Malheureusement, ça n'a pas été répondu assez vite. Fait que là, ils ont, MTQ ont décidé de faire une rencontre avec les maires concernant la carte de travaux pour l'année 24-26, jusqu'à 2024 à 2026. Puis malgré l'annonce du ministère au printemps dernier, les travaux annoncés ne sont toujours pas débutés à ce jour et l'hiver approche grave pas. Fait que là, on veut renvoyer une résolution MTQ avec le support des municipalités qui est nous. On va supporter la résolution pour que on demande que la ministre Geneviève Guilbeault vient voir les maires afin de demander à cette dernière à venir rencontrer les maires, les élus, et puis transmettre une copie de la résolution à toutes les municipalités. Mais c'est qu'elle utilise son véhicule sur la 105, voir si elle aime ça. Yeah. So, the first resolution to support the MRC, excuse me, directed to the MTQ, I'll use some shorter terms. So back in April of 2023, concerning the mayors had sent in a resolution, formulated a resolution to have an access to information from the MTQ regarding the portal or the portrait of the 105. Several of the demands have been made and to improve the conditions in the 105. Didn't get any answer. I'm adding some more information because it's not all on here. Meeting was held with the Ministry of Transport and the members of the mayors at the MRC level to present a work map for the years 2024 to 2026. Unfortunately, despite the ministry's announcement last spring, the work has not yet begun, and winter is fast approaching.
On peut-tu le faire unanime lui aussi?
Yeah. Oui, s'il vous plaît. Ça l'aiderait beaucoup. Thank you. Une minute. Ouais, c'est ça. Là, j'essaie de trouver la version française. Okay. So there's another resolution that we're going to support the MRC for, and it's j'aurais dû le dire en français. Moi, je vais commencer en français, là. C'est le programme d'électrification du transport scolaire. Fait que c'est rendu fou. Pour commencer, c'est le transport de mines. Ils ont approché les maires de la MRC. On a passé une résolution en le supportant parce que quand ils ont voulu acheter un autobus pour leur fleet, ils ont été dit qu'ils ne pouvaient pas acheter un véhicule à gaz. Il fallait que ça soit électrique. Bon, ben, ça, c'est correspondance reçue. C'est ça, tu vois, la correspondance reçue du 26 juillet 2024. En tout cas, le transport de mines a fallu qu'ils déboursent plus de 300 000 $ pour un autobus. En plus des frais associés à l'installation des bornes et les frais reliés à l'électricité sur une aide financière de 150 000. Fait que là, ça devient sérieux parce que c'est pas seulement qu'un autobus comme le transport de mines, mais c'est aussi des autobus scolaires qui vont être sujets à ça. Puis la demande ici, c'est que il demande une dérogation de minimum 5 ans afin de permettre aux entreprises de transport scolaire de bénéficier d'un délai supplémentaire afin de répondre aux critères du programme, puis aussi bonifier les aides financières permettant les compagnies de transport de couvrir une plus grande partie de frais associés à l'achat des autobus électriques à 100%. Fait que, in English, it's to, the MRC passed a resolution back in earlier 2024, in regards to, because Transport Lemons approached the mayors to say there's a problem, we can't afford this, but they ended up, they weren't allowed to buy a gas-powered bus.
they had to buy an electric bus, which cost them over $300,000. And that also, plus the cost associated with the installation of terminals, electricity, so out of financial assistance, another $150,000. So it, oh, there's another thing, j'ai oublié de dire en français, là, mais c'est que quand ils ont eu l'autobus, il y a eu des problèmes qui ont encouru que il y a eu des problématiques qui sont survenues avec la transmission, la direction ainsi que la batterie. La transmission et la direction ont dû être remplacées et ce, après seulement 40 km de transport avec ce véhicule. So, for me, they're not very reliable. Fait que là, ça touche aussi, c'est non seulement que la not only does it touch Lemons Transport, but it also touches school buses, which in mechanical failure, confidence in these electric vehicles is no longer at its highest level, given that children's safety is compromised.
On peut-tu le faire unanime?
Oui.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Unanime. Okay, donnez-moi une chance. Ça fait 9.3. C'est une autre résolution. Supporter la municipalité, c'est les cellulaires, les tours cellulaires. Quand M. Legault a fait son annonce qu'il va avoir 100 sites supplémentaires au Québec, la vallée de Gatineau n'a pas été inclue là-dedans. Donc, c'est ça qu'on veut envoyer, faire sûr qu'il ne nous manque pas la prochaine fois, qu'on veut que le gouvernement, au fin de demander de réviser la phase 2 de construction de sites cellulaires afin d'y ajouter l'inversée de Vallée-Gatineau. So, when Mr. Legault announced the 100 towers that were going up across Quebec for cellular service, the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau region was not included in that group. So this resolution is to, in its, okay, request dealing with the government to request that phase 2 of cell site construction be revised to include the MRC de Vallée-Gatineau. So can we do unanimous with this, please?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay. 9.4, pour appuyer la municipalité Elling-Kaywood visant afin de mobiliser l'utilisation du facteur comparatif dans le processus d'évaluation municipale. So 9.4, to support the municipality of Elling-Kaywood to modify the use of the comparative factor in their municipal assessment process. On peut-tu faire unanime aussi?
Oui.
Can we do unanimous?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 9.5, pour appuyer la ville de Mont-Tremblant, contestation de levy d'augmentation 2025 de PG Solutions. 9.5, to support the town of Mont-Tremblant, a challenge to the notice of increase in 2025 by PG Solutions. C'est-à-dire que PG Solutions, c'est le système financier que la plupart des municipalités au Québec utilisent. Et puis là, ils veulent faire une augmentation de 6,7% débutant le 1er janvier 2025. Puis c'est ça, on supporte Mont-Tremblant pour... parce que là, c'est en fait, c'est plus haut que l'IPC. So, we'd like to pass this resolution to support Mont-Tremblant because of the increase for PG Solutions, which is a financial system that, I'd say, great percentage of the Quebec municipalities use, and they want to increase it 6.7% coming January 2025, which is actually even more than the CPI, Consumer Price Index.
On le fait-tu unanime?
On peut le faire unanime, ça ne fait rien. Unanimous?
Oui.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. OK. C'est ça? 9.6, Pour autoriser le bureau, la direction générale, publication, la radio CHGA, renouvellement, programme publicitaire, clé en main. 9.6 is to authorize the director general's office to for the CHGA radio publications renewal turnkey advertising program. Il y a besoin d'un proposeur.
Je le seconde.
Chanel Robert, Joanne Meillé. Tout le monde est d'accord? Everyone in agreement?
Oui. Oui.
Merci. On arrive à la deuxième période de questions. Second question period. Oui, monsieur.
Non, le gros. Le sable, c'est pour tout l'hiver, ça?
Oui. C'est parce qu'on il nous reste encore du stock. Fait que ça va ajouter à ça.
Il en reste à peu près à 2500.
Oui.
Jonte Schwartz, I was wondering if you have any update on the Pineview and the 16 Chemin Martindale situation?
Not yet. It's unfortunate to say, but as far as the restaurant is concerned, it's a private file. We can't get mixed up into it. It's not resolved yet, let's just say.
Okay, have and you looked into 16 Chemin Martindale?
That we are going to get our new inspector on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Autre question?
I'm noticing you're repealing and replacing fairly new bylaws. And I did not recognize you asking for an extension of the land use development plan project. You're adopting it soon, which I thought November was your deadline. So that indicates to me by you repealing and replacing 2024 bylaws, that means from 93 to 2024, all the bylaws are done now and ready to go?
No, I don't, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Replacing our financial bylaws.
Yes.
They're not urban planning bylaws.
And it's some of them are because of the increase, they haven't been touched in a while, and like for instance, the fees that the municipal office charge for paper or whatever, photocopies and so on, has increased, and we're going by what the Quebec government are putting in their law.
So, what about all the other bylaws from '93?
We're working on it.
The urban planning.
Urban
bylaws?
Planning committee.
Urban planning bylaws. I guess you got to update all these bylaws.
Yep. And it's being done.
How many bylaws are there that you have to update?
Oh my God.
I think it's
five or six.
Five or six different big files.
From 93?
Well, yeah, it's the whole document, yeah.
It's the urban planning.
It's the urban plan.
No, chances are we'll ask for an extra delay. But by November, we'll know exactly
where we stand
or where we're at.
So, but that's next month.
Yes.
We know that.
So, does the ministry know that?
We will ask an extension next
month. We're not the only municipality that's going to be asking for an extension. the companies that are helping municipalities out, they're so overloaded right now that it's affecting their due dates. So, and obviously, Mamash are going. They know that. So I don't think.
You must have an idea of how long you can ask for, what extent, how long is the extension?
We're going to be reasonable about it.
They're going to offer. Usually they go 6 months at a time. They're hoping that we'll get it done by next 6 months.
Heard that before.
Yeah, we are hoping.
Again,
we are working on it.
Madame Nadon has been doing a lot of work on it.
We've met practically every Monday up to summer, and then the summer we went every second Monday.
When we could.
So we're supposed to, as a municipality, have a plan, right?
Yep.
And the MRC has a plan.
Yes.
Is our plan ready?
Well, that's what we're working on. The MRC did theirs. And now we have to meet their criteria in ours. So we will be presenting the plan to the citizen when we're ready.
There will
but
be a
council
public.
Council need to
look at it first.
To look at it first.
So are you telling me all municipalities asking for an extension are all behind their own municipal plans?
Yeah.
And it's nothing to do with the MRC plan?
Nope. The MRC is passed and approved and went to
That was passed
Quebec
in November 2022.
Yeah,
2021,
two years ago.
So exactly. So why then the map and the municipal or the minister or whatever, the building inspector's office is the old map?
Because our plan is not renewed.
Because they're still following the same old plan 1993 until the new ones are all, you know, gone through council, gone through the process of public consultation and all, and then, you know, based on that, there may be some things brought up that need to be changed and whatnot, and then it's all put together again
and approved by Quebec.
You know, we have to send it to the MRC first.
Yeah, but it still has
part
to
of the
go
process
to Quebec and be approved before we put it
into force.
Hmm.
It's a long process, but we have no choice.
Why is that?
I mean, I'm talking about all the steps of the process.
Thank you.
It's d'autres questions. Are there any other questions? Bon, ben merci beaucoup. Je vous souhaite une bonne soirée. Puis on ferme la rencontre à vie. Oui? Quoi?
Faut accepter la levée.
Oui, c'est ça que je fais.
OK.
Schneider Robert et Maureen Rice. Tout le monde est d'accord?
Oui.
Bon, c'est beau.
8h03.